I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I don't know why. They think we're worth nothing every day. We all say, can't get no job when no.
Hello and welcome to the Ka-Ching with Jane King podcast. We're back after a short hiatus due to a very busy start to the year this year. But we have some amazing guests with us today. So we'll get to that in a second. First, though, today's podcast brought to you by ARC Athletics, a New York City-based fitness and athletic training business. So for tips and videos on how to keep your young athletes healthy and injury-free during the spring sports season, you can go to arcathletics.com. So you got a taste of the great music that Nalani and Serena have created at the beginning of the show, and it turns out they are also concerned about young people and money. So I loved hearing that. And, you know, I met you guys at the Toys for Tots fundraiser that we did over the holidays, and you just, like, blew away everybody in the audience. My kids loved to see you. You were so good. And so I was so excited to hear about this new song that you've done, Young and Inexperienced. And let's just, I guess, start with, tell me your story. I mean, you grew up in New Jersey a little bit, and then we'll start to dig a little deeper into that song. So go ahead.
Well, first off, thanks for having us. We actually started off, every normal kid. We played piano, did all the typical musical stuff when we were kids. But it wasn't until about our senior year in high school, we decided to graduate high school early. Skipped our senior year pretty much and just pursued music full time. So since then, we've been writing a ton of music, put out a couple albums, but we're happy to say that this new album that we'll be releasing in springtime will be put out through Cobalt AWOL, which is a distribution company. And we're really, really excited about this new stuff. We're bound and determined to make a big splash with this new album.
Yeah. And I mean, you guys are kind of, you know, to quote Ron Burgundy, kind of a big deal. I mean, I remember Will Lee introduced you from the David Letterman show, and I was like, wow, that's very cool. That was like 2 years ago, I think, the first time I saw you. And you've performed for Bruce Springsteen, right? Tell me about that. How was that?
Yeah, we actually performed for him at a benefit in New York City a couple years ago. And we can officially say we'll never be more nervous than we were for that. But it was unbelievable just to see that someone that was so big in our eyes is completely normal and down to earth. And that's the same thing with Will. He's not only just the kindest person you'll ever meet, he's an amazing musician who's played with us and recorded with us for many years now. And we can honestly say that for a lot of people that we've come across that have seemed, you know, larger than life, they're just completely down to earth. We got to meet Sam Moore of Sam and Dave, who don't know, they're a soul duo from the 60s. And, you know, we were obsessed with them. And then we ended up meeting him and performing with him. And we felt like we've known him our entire lives. So it seems like people of that status have that effect.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so you've got this song, Young and Inexperienced. And tell me about it. Really, like, I just want to quote some of the lyrics here. Move back home, heavy as a stone, boxes filled with clothes and piles of student loans. This is the first song I think I've ever heard about student loan debt.
Which is funny because this song, it's not really about student debt. It's about trying to find work after college. And it's something that we witnessed a lot of our friends go through. And different versions of those lyrics. We kind of summarized that general experience of finding work and created a character out of that. So again, we generalized this story, and we tried to create an image and a story in the lyrics. But the song really is about that. It's not really about...
it's just an aspect of it.
Exactly.
The debt.
It's a piece to the puzzle.
It's a piece of the whole thing.
But to what you were asking, I don't think we've heard a song about that either, which is interesting because it has been going on for a long time, not just in this moment right now. So that was interesting for us to find as well.
It is, but it seems like the problem is deeper now than it ever has been.
Right.
I actually was just reading about a study that was done about still the health effects that are going on from the Great Recession.
Right.
And there were two groups of people that were especially affected by it, and one was college students who couldn't find work that graduated 2008, 2009, 2010, and then people whose homes plummeted in value. So like older people, like they still like high blood pressure, things like this are going on. So it's a very serious thing.
Absolutely.
So,
and people don't see that.
No, they don't. So now you guys did not go to college, but you still have issues work. I mean, I can imagine the music industry, that's more difficult than most industries.
Yeah. I mean, I think people in any business or any industry go through this kind of struggle, you know, trying to make a name for yourself, trying to be noticed. So I think you can make that argument for any business, but this song, we really want it to be about them, about the people going through this.
Yeah. What do your friends think of the song?
It's so funny. We've gotten mixed, you know, like our friends personally, they were inspired by it, but I think the coolest thing was seeing strangers who we've never met before, who've seen us perform it live or heard the song online, seeing their reactions and seeing that it affected people who we've never met before, which was the coolest thing for us.
The most surprising was seeing older people relate to it, whether they went through it in the past or know someone that went through it or are currently going through it right now. Even though it says young and inexperienced, it's still that emotion, that feeling of not being taken seriously and not being able to find work.
Right.
So we wrote it with the intent of, you know, just observing what was around us. But to see it connect on many levels with many different types of people was the most interesting for us.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people are struggling. Whether it's, you know, a big mortgage payment or, you know, lackluster job market or student loans or whatever. So a lot of people out there that are... Now, have your friend situations improved at all since the song came out? Are they still...
Well, we actually finished it probably a year ago. But like you said before, this issue has been going on since beginning of time. So we can't say that this issue has gotten better in the past 12 months because it's been going on for so long. But again, we wrote it just to start a conversation and bring this topic to light.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so let's go through some of the statistics just, you know, from about student loan debt. This is all according to the Economic Policy Institute. It compared, basically young people who graduated college in 2017 faced an unemployment rate of 11.9%. Compared to 2000, it was 7%. So it's gone down quite a bit over the past 17 years, gone up quite a bit over the past 17 years, I should say. Now, about 44 million Americans coping with $1.4 trillion in student debt. I mean, it's hard to even get that out. Wow. Trillion. Student loans typically take 10 to 25 years to pay off, which is terrifying. And 85% of college students move home after graduation. Did your friends move home? Did they have to?
Yeah. A lot of them ended up moving to cities to try to work, mm-hmm. a lot of them internships, and then not being able to afford the rent and not being paid. Through those internships, they've been forced to move home and then have just had that feeling of defeat and frustration. And that issue is, I think, the biggest because with the student debt going up, college isn't what people have made it out to be in the past. So I think people are slowly getting to that realization of not only am I going to school and not automatically being able to find a job, but there's so much debt to be paid back as well. So there are a lot of people that are forced to move home.
Oh, yeah, it's so expensive. I mean, it's really something has to be done about that. It just can't be sustained. So is your goal with this song to find solutions, increase awareness, just express yourself?
I mean, when we first wrote it, there really was no goal in mind. We, again, were just observing around us. We couldn't help ourselves as songwriters not to write about this. But the biggest thing was just empathizing with these people. And I think when you can identify with someone, you can ultimately sympathize with them. So again, getting a conversation started to get people talking about this. I think, like you said, college isn't what it was glorified at one point. It's now everything has changed with the economy and like you said, the recession. So again, getting a conversation started so people can think ahead.
Mm-hmm. And do you think you've educated other generations about what millennials are going through?
We hope so. I mean, we were kind of in that weird generation where when we went to school, like we said, you know, you should definitely go to college and you'll get a job afterwards. But maybe this is showing to the younger generation who are graduating from high school, really second guessing of what they're going to college for is worth it, depending on if they have student debt afterwards or seeking that right job opportunity if it's exactly what mm-hmm. they want to do. Because a lot of people end up going to college and it's not even the field that they want to go for or what their job ultimately is after college. So I've seen a lot of people almost regret the major that they went for or spending those 4 years on something that they're ultimately not passionate about.
They're not going to do, right. Now millennials kind of get a bad rap. I mean, every generation does, you know. I did too. I mean, do you think some of that's deserved? Do you think we don't understand? I mean, there's kind of this stereotype that, oh, there's jobs, but they don't want them. Or, you know, I mean, what's your take, being of the generation?
I mean, I think some of those things are simply not true. So some of the older generation thinks that millennials are picky about their jobs, like you said, or, you know, they're just too lazy. But we've, just from observing around us, that is simply not the case. People are working their butts off and the jobs just aren't available to them. So they're forced to find jobs that, you know, they're not passionate about. They're working waitressing jobs. They're, you know, doing things that they didn't go to college for. So they're, you can't make the case that they're not working. They're really trying to find work.
And I think the word picky comes from more of the feeling of frustration for not being able to have jobs that were once available to them, but they're just not there anymore.
Right.
Also, with this day and age, with social media, because everyone's thoughts are so accessible, you know, people could be voicing their frustrations on social media, and so some other generations may just think that that's just them complaining all the time. But because of social media, it's just always in your face.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, too, if you graduate and you have a degree in whatever and you're working as a waitress. I mean, because, like, you know, I was always taught you graduate in this, job leads to that, job leads to that, right. Job leads. And then you build up. But if you can't even start at the ground,
right.
I mean, that makes it really hard to build a career. And then you're kind of stuck. And then after a couple of years, there's fresh college graduates, and maybe they have
exactly.
more. I mean, it's a, you know, I really sympathize for them. So, okay, so this song has done well, premiered on the Billboard website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got that right. Okay. My son loves it, by the way. I played it the other day, and he really loves that song. So thank you so much for coming here and sharing this story and sharing your music with us. And thank you for using your own way of expressing this to bring a, you know, society problem to the forefront. So it's really important.
Thank you, Jane.
So thank you so much. And we are going to leave. Actually, before we go, where can people see you perform?
The next time we'll be in New York City is May 10th for an album release party at The Bitter End.
Okay. And your music's on iTunes or find it
anywhere
online.
Online.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate it. And we are going to close out the podcast with the song in its entirety. Thank you so much for being generous with that. And today's podcast is brought to you by ARC Athletics, a New York City-based fitness and athletic training business. For tips and videos on how to keep your young athletes healthy and injury-free during the spring sports season, you can go to arcathletics.com. And you can follow us on all the socials at Kids Ka-ching. Have a great one.
It's cold today. It was never this way. Passing faces I recall from a yearbook page. Moved back home, heavy as a stone. Filled with clothes and piles of student loans. Well, I don't know why, I don't know why. Nobody's taking no one. People around me never have seen any steady pay. I don't know why, I don't know why. They think we're worth nothing every day. We all say, can't get no job with no experience, no experience. slaved away for a piece of shiny paper in a frame. Parents are proud, at least for now. I'm just one among a hungry, hopeful crowd. Well, I don't know why, I don't know why. Nobody's taking no one. People around me never have seen any steady pay. Mark my words, I didn't come all this way for nothing to hear them say. Hurry up and wait. Can't get no job with no experience, no experience without no job. It's like no one takes me serious. Working hard ain't hard enough. Can't get no job with no experience. You're not qualified to play the part. In my blind, you're just delirious. I'm much more than young and inexperienced. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Young and inexperienced. Ooh-hoo-hoo. No experience without no job. It's like no one takes me serious. Working hard ain't hard enough. Can't get no job with no experience. You're not qualified to play the part. Am I blind or just delirious? I'm much more than young and inexperienced. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.